Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, January 9th, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We prepare these messages right here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. It's our goal today to encourage you. Today's message is titled, When We Look Back. The scripture text is from Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother. Yesterday I received an encouraging note from a very close friend of my parents in Missouri. She had considered my mom's passing in late 2005 and how holiday periods are especially a time of remembrance, and they certainly have been for our family. She made this observation concerning my mom, which really blessed us. We're assured she's continuing her ministry of loving and serving her many friends, and they're blessed with that adorable smile and twinkling eyes. Freedom from pain and earthly cares are now hers to enjoy.
She included a link to a powerful slideshow that brought tears to Stephen's and to Stairs in my eyes as we watched it. And, of course, both sets of our parents are with the Lord now.
The link to this presentation is on the website today, but I urge you to listen to this entire message first before going there, and I'll give you the address in a moment. Mom lived with us for several years, and we took care of her physically up to the very end and really identify with some of the parts in the presentation. In some areas, I personally regret, since I know I fell short in my patience and understanding of her needy condition as she aged. I've had to deal with this, and it certainly has not been easy.
What will matter the most when we are old and look back over life? Of course, our faith in Christ and our steady walk with the Lord will be most important. After that, I'm confident that the way we honored our family will be considered. How do we treat our folks, spouse, siblings, our children? Life's accomplishments and earthly accumulations will pale in comparison to this vital question.
Many of you are at work as you read this. Some of you, like me, are a boomer, and some are younger. You're busy and you have your own family to take care of now. You have worthy goals and aspirations in regard to your career. Some of you are intent on climbing the corporate ladder.
Honor thy father and mother is the first commandment dealing with human relations, and yet it is continually broken or virtually ignored in America and in other parts of our world. Many of the elderly sit in nursing homes who have not heard from their busy children in weeks, months, or even years. I hear these sad stories when I'm there doing hymn sings and visit with the people personally. And Stephen joins with me on Sundays when we gather, only do that quarterly at one of the nursing homes. But this is a frequent, sad story that others share with us.
Have you told your mom and dad that you love them lately? If not, will you please do so and let them know of their powerful input in your life? I believe God's command that we honor our parents is in effect all our lives. And even now, I want to honor my parents as I write this, although they're both in heaven with the Lord. Don't procrastinate. As life progresses and we look back, this will never be something we regret. It's not saying it often enough that can bring regret. Some of you have strained relations, and communication is difficult at best. Maybe you've not felt appreciation or love toward your parents for more years than you can remember. It's not something you can easily stir up due to deep hurts or your personal feelings of rejection from them. May God give you grace to be obedient to His command in spite of your experience. God blesses our obedience, and it serves as an example to our own children and others who we may influence.
Let's pray together. Father, your perfect design for creating a family started with Adam and Eve. You gave them tremendous responsibility as parents to raise their children to be responsible individuals who in turn raise their children in the same way. And so your order continues to our own generation. At the heart of our family relations, the fifth commandment indicates that we're to honor our father and mother, which includes a promise that we'll live long, full lives. When we honor our parents, Lord, we also honor you and show appreciation for your marvelous workmanship in our lives. We acknowledge that you ordained the family of our origin, and we give thanks to you for our mother and father, brothers and sisters. Make us a blessing to them as the fruit of the Spirit continues to grow in our lives and is played out in our relations to them. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. This message is heavy on our heart. We do have some additional material on the website today, including a rather lengthy note, not really long, but very personal note from Brooksine that I'll have you just go to the website if you care to read that. That link I referred to, and I'd certainly encourage you listening to it, it's called A Parent's Wish, and it's really a very interesting perspective as expressed as a parent expressing their desire as they age to their children. That link is directly on the site. I also have a picture today of my parents' wedding picture. In 1944, we tried to put a picture up of Brooksine's parents. It would have been the photo taken at our wedding 30 years ago, but my scanner, I couldn't get it to work today. Also have a photo up of a farm show, not related to our message. But we hope that you really take heed to this message. Please go to the website today at www.dailyencouragement.net for that link I referred to at Parents Wish. If you're listening to the podcast on the 9th of January, it'll be right there on the main page. If you're listening to it on another day, just use the previous message feature or go to the archives. Go to the message January 9th, 2007. Have a blessed day today, and may we all walk in obedience to the Lord. Amen.